The astronauts who died in the space shuttle on Saturday left behind 12 children. For them, the accident represents an emotional upheaval, but it also means a very uncertain financial future. Yesterday, a fund set up with the assistance of NASA said it would begin accepting donations on the children's behalf. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The fund is called the Space Shuttle Children's Trust Fund, and it's supposed to provide for the education and well-being of the children whose parents died in the Columbia accident. The fund, which is staffed by volunteers, is actually not new. It was begun after the Challenger explosion in 1986 and has never been disbanded. Within hours after Columbia broke apart on Saturday, Washington attorney Delbert Smith, who was asked by NASA to head the fund, was taking steps to revive it. Smith says people often assume that the children of astronauts who die on space missions are well taken care of by the government. In fact, surviving family members get some death benefits, but the money is usually just a fraction of what their parents would have made, as he learned in 1986.
We began interfacing with the families, finding out immediately that there were terrible needs. It turned out that there were extensive medical and psychiatric problems, which you can understand, with the children from what had happened. And in most of the cases, there was absolutely no way for the families to pay for and deal with that kind of a situation.
The fund that Smith helped set up would eventually collect more than $1 million, much of which would go to help pay for college tuition for the Challenger children. Smith says virtually all of the money that went into the fund came from small donors.
It was a great outpouring from what I call Americana. Sunday school classes, taping in $3, children sending in coins, and then more substantial amounts of events that people would do in various parts of the country and the world, for that matter.
Smith says about 10% of the money came from overseas. He says corporations contributed surprisingly little to the fund. In addition, the Challenger victims ultimately shared in a large out-of-court settlement with the government and with Morton Thiokol, which made the faulty booster rocket that caused the explosion. With the Columbia investigation just getting underway, few people want to speculate about legal liability for the accident, but one attorney involved with the Challenger cases notes that since that time, the Supreme Court has issued a ruling that narrows the legal liability of government contractors. That means it could be much harder for the Columbia families to receive the kind of settlement that the Challenger families got from Morton Thiokol, and that could leave them much more dependent on the kinds of donations that the Shuttle Fund hopes to collect. Officials of the fund say they're setting up a post office box in Maryland where donors can send money. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.